Today is from the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament. Ecclesiastes, it's a book of wisdom. Wisdom includes both knowledge and action, applied knowledge. We could think of Ecclesiastes as a book of common sense. Now, common sense might not be so common as the old joke goes, but in our reading today from Ecclesiastes starts with a common experience of being human.
我们今日第一次读的圣经是旧约传道书。传道书是一本智慧文学，智慧包括认识和行动。我们可以把传道书当作是一本具有常识性的普通书籍。以前有一句说话讲，普通常识不是很普通的。我们今日在传道书里面看到的是
From our first reading today, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, it says, "He or she who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he or she who loves wealth with income." And this is a vanity. The word vanity here is really more like a vapor, a chasing after the wind, a vapor. Money comes and money goes. Wisdom recognizes that chasing and loving money is like a vapor or trying to catch the wind. It's vanity. There's never enough.
我们今日第一次阅读的传道书是第五章。贪爱银子的不因得银子知足，贪爱丰富的也不因得利益知足。 这也是虚空。虚荣心或者跟风者的人是没什么钱剩的。他们的钱好像蒸发了，永远都不够。
Our first reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 5 goes on to say, "There is a grievous evil that I've seen under the sun. Riches were kept by their owner to his hurt. Those riches were lost in a bad investment." Bad ventures, hurt feelings. A father loses his money in bad investments. He is the father, our reading says, of a son, but he has nothing to give the son, nothing in his hand. As he came from his mother's womb, he shall go again. Scripture says, naked as he came, take nothing for his toil. He may carry away in his hand, but nothing. This is also a grievous evil, our reading says. Just as he came, so shall he go. And what gain is there for him who toils for the wind, like trying to catch the air? Moreover, he eats in darkness, which makes much vexation and sickness and worry and anger.
我们今日的经文是传道书继续讲。 我见日光之下有一件令人忧伤的祸患，就是财主积存财富反害自己。他因遭遇不幸，财产尽失。他生了儿子，手脚一无所有。他怎能从父母赤身而来，也照怎样赤身而去？ 他所劳碌得来的，手中分毫不能带走。这是一件令人忧伤的祸患。他来的时候怎样，去的时候也必怎样。他为风劳碌有什么益处呢？并且他终身在黑暗中吃喝，多有烦恼、痛苦和怒气。看啊，我见为善为
The love of money, it says in Scripture, the love of money, that's the root of all kinds of evil, the Bible teaches. It says that it's through this craving some have wandered away from the faith, pierced themselves with many pains. Or the other Bible verse which says this, "Flee from the love of money. Be free from that love. Be content with what we have. For Jesus has said, I will never leave you or forsake you.
正如圣经所教导咁样，你们全心不可贪爱财钱。我要以自己所有的为足，因为主耶稣咁讲，我总不卑下你，也不戏弄你。
So I think this is a true and difficult teaching for us living here in this culture. Our culture seems very shame-based on money, shame-based on class, not having enough money, not being the right class, not having the right jobs. As Christians, right, we know better. We should know better. In Christ, we have the class of forgiveness. In Christ, we have equality with God and one another. In Christ, we are to live at peace with one another. There is neither slave nor free, as Scripture teaches, but all one in Christ. We have the riches of Christ, His grace, His peace, His salvation. Therefore, to live at peace and grace with one another. Be generous where we can be generous, all for the sake of Jesus Christ.
这些对我们来说是真实而困难的教义。我们美国的文化就好像以金钱为基本而感到羞耻。作为基督徒，我们应该更明了了解基督里面我们的信仰生活都是一体的。正如圣经所教导的，没有奴隶，也没有自由的。我们拥有基督的丰富救恩和平安，因此我们要与今生所拥有的和平相处。我们可以慷慨大方，这些都是为了基督的缘故。
Our first reading from Ecclesiastes also goes on to say this about our difficult situation, this about finding peace and contentment in the life that God gives to us. Behold or look, our first reading says, what I have seen to be good and fitting is to eat, to drink, to find enjoyment in the work that we have, that we toil away with under the sun. For the few days of life that God has given us, that we accept this lot, that we find joy in it. Everyone also to whom God has given wealth and possessions and power to enjoy them, to rejoice even in the stresses as a gift of God. For he will not much remember, our reading says, the days of his life because God keeps him occupied with joy, joy in the heart.
我们今天第一次听到传道书的内容是神赐给我们生命中找到平安和满足。看啊，我所见为善为美的，就是人在上帝赐他一生的日子吃喝，享受日光之下劳碌来的好处，因为这是他应得的补偿。而且一个人蒙想上帝赏赐财富与资产，又能使他享用，能获得自己当有的补偿，在他劳碌中喜乐，这是上帝的赏赐。他不多思念自己一生的日子，因为上帝使他的心充满喜乐。
So with every passing fall like now, right, it leads to winter, the seasons of life. It's good to remember how few and short our lives are every season, right? God is eternal, but our lives aren't. Time is like an ever-flowing stream, soon bears us all away. With the short time that God gives to us, Ecclesiastes, this common sense wisdom, commends us to make the most of our lives by seeing our lives as gifts of God.
随着每一个秋天的到来，跟住冬天又来临，你就知道我们的生命是几咁暂短。上帝是永恒的，我们的生命是暂短的，时间就像一条溪水流永不止，好快就会把我们全部带走。在上帝赐给我们暂短的时间里，传道师鼓励我们将我们生活为上帝赐给我们的礼物，充分地利用在我们的生活上。
So if you think about it, the first gift that we get, right? The first gift is the gift of life. That's just given to us. It's a wonderful gift of life. All of our work is gift after gift upon the first gift. Loved ones, time, abilities, all gifts of God, our lives, our lot, our work, all the gifts of God from the first gift of life. As Ecclesiastes says, when we remember all of our life and our work as gifts of God, freely given, our lives will flow by in peace. There will be happiness deep in our hearts, for one will not remember the days of one's life in drudgery. But God will keep us occupied with joy in our hearts. Joy will make our days pass in peace and wholeness.
生命的禮物，我哋所有人收到嘅第一份禮物係美好嘅，例如我哋所有嘅工作啊、財富啦、時間和親人，都係上帝俾我哋嘅禮物。 我哋嘅生活，我哋嘅命运，我哋嘅工作，正如传道书所讲嘅，系呢啲都系上帝嘅恩赐。我哋记住，我哋所有生活同埋工作系上帝赐俾我哋嘅礼物。我哋生活喺呢个社会里边，就要有和平同埋满足嘅希望，正如传道书所说。 因为一个人不会太多记住自己生命的日子，因为上帝让他心中充满喜乐，喜乐会让我哋日子喺平静同埋完整中度过。There's
a common sense promise in our first reading today from Ecclesiastes. Common sense wisdom. When we see our lives and what we have, our work, even our challenges as gifts of God, God will keep us occupied with joy. Joy deep down in the heart. God will give our hearts joy, and the word joy in Scripture is the same word of happiness, contentment, peace, wholeness. Make the most, Ecclesiastes says, of what God gives to you. Make the most of it. In living, recognize that all we have is a gift of God.
我哋今日第一次读到嘅系传道书，有一个常识性嘅应许。我哋把自己嘅生活、工作、挑战睇作系一种礼物。神让我哋心中充满喜乐，上帝俾我哋心中带来嘅喜乐系 幸福、满足、和平，充分利用上帝赐俾你嘅，并喺你嘅生命中认识到，我哋所拥有嘅都系上帝赐俾我哋嘅礼物。So
how can we witness to Jesus Christ in our lives? You might not have the opportunity like me to stand up here and say it, but I'll tell you what we can all do. One clear and concrete way is to live our lives occupied with doing our best, with joy in our hearts in what we do, a striving for excellence and honesty, a joy from work that is honest and well done. This is wisdom. This is attractive. This is engaging to others.
我哋喺日常生活里面，点样为基督作见证呢？一个明确 而具体嘅方法系全力以赴，为心中喜乐嘅生活。呢一种卓越嘅追求，呢一种诚实同埋出色嘅工作乐趣，呢个就系智慧。呢一个系有吸引力同埋引人入胜嘅智慧。
You know, we all know, right? We all know deep down, we live in a restless culture. It's a restless country. There's a craving in, with, and under for more and more wealth and status. It's a restless craving that seems everywhere. I've seen it, craving that tears apart relationships. It stresses out kids in school. It lies, it cheats, it divides, it conquers. It rips apart marriages. It burns out even the brightest. It's a restless craving for more and more. It knows no limits. And let me tell you, right here by Wall Street, it can steal lives.
我哋都知道，我哋生活喺一个不安分嘅文化里。 一个动荡不安的国家。在我们的社会里，人人都希望越来越多的财富和巩固我们的地位。这些不安的渴望无处不在，这些不安的渴望撕裂了人际的关系，让学校在孩子感到压力，讲大话和欺骗，撕裂了婚姻，不安的盼望耗尽体力，偷走了我们的生命。
Ecclesiastes puts it this way, right? There's a grievous evil that I've seen under the sun. The one who loves money will never be satisfied, will always crave for more. Who loves wealth and income, it's a vanity, it's a vapor, it's a craving and empty chasing after the wind.
正如传道书所说，我看见日光之下所做的一切，是都是空虚，都是暴风。
The wisdom here for us is this, that everyone also to whom God has given these gifts, right, of wealth, possessions, power to enjoy them, to accept Lot, to rejoice in what we have as gifts of God, there's actually happiness here. And in all the craving that exists in society, we actually can find contentment. We can. And it says there, when we do that, we'll not much remember the days of our life because God will keep us occupied with joy, with peace in our hearts.
蒙神赐予财富与资产的人，神都使他能够享用，并取自己的份，在忙碌中自得其乐。这是神的恩赐，因为他不会太记得他生命中的日子，因为上帝让他充满喜乐。
Well, there's certainly no shortage of craving or greed or emptiness in our society. There's certainly a need, right? There certainly is a need for more joy, more lasting happiness, more peace. You know, Psalm 16 says this, my heart and my soul explode with joy, full of glory. Even my body will rest confident and secure.
虽然我们不是那么贪婪和那么虚荣，但是我们需要更多的持久的快乐和更多持久的和平。在诗篇十六章第九节，因为我的心喜欢，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
Think of all the joy that we have, the knowledge in our innermost selves that life is a gift of God, that what we have is a gift of God, that we have joy as Christians deep down in our hearts, that Jesus Christ is our Savior, our friend, our brother, our leader, our peace. We got the joy here and now to do the best we can with what God has given us, with our abilities, our gifts that God gives us to use and multiply. This joy, hard work, to see everything as this gift of God, it leads to contentment. It really does, over time, lasting happiness and peace. And it's attractive, and it's engaging, and it's enthralling. And it makes hours and time just fly by with peace and with purpose.
我们的生命内心的喜乐和知识是上帝赐给我们的礼物。我们所拥有的都是上帝赐给我们的。我们作为基督徒有内心深处的喜乐，因为耶稣基督是我们的救主，是我们的朋友，是我们的兄弟，是我们的平安。我们现在有喜乐，用能力，用神赐予所有的恩典，增倍地使用，尽我们的能力做到最好。这些喜乐、辛勤劳动和所有的一切都是上帝赐给我们的恩典。这种满足和持久的幸福和平非常之吸引人，这一种快乐令人沉迷，让时间和生活带领着平静的目的飞逝。
You ever seen a child be really good at something and just spend an hour on that thing? It's amazing, right? It's Think of what we're really good at, the gifts and abilities. They're different for you and me. God gives a variety of gifts and abilities. When we apply ourselves to that in sincerity, in truth, time flies by, doesn't it? It does for me. We don't even notice time passing because we find joy in the work, joy in the labor, joy in the challenge. This is the promise from our first reading today. There is joy and peace. The book of Ecclesiastes says it's common sense, common to us as humans, for every age, for every stage of our life, to see it as a gift, to work on that gift, to apply that gift, to give all that we can to that gift, because it's all a gift of God.
想听啲上帝赐俾我哋每一个人都有唔同嘅特长，同埋各种各样嘅恩赐能力。我觉得如果我哋真诚咁去服从上帝赐俾我哋嘅力量，去努力工作，时间过得非常之快。我哋不知不觉咁冇注意到时间嘅流逝。 呢啲都係因為我哋樂於工作，喺工作上找到快樂。我哋今日第一次讀嘅傳道書嘅應許，喜樂同埋平安，呢一種喜樂同埋滿足適用於我哋生活嘅每一個年齡同埋每一個階段。我哋擁有所有嘅一切，都係上帝賜俾我哋嘅禮物。
How can we witness to Christ in our daily lives? It might not be like me out here in the open, but I'll tell you one thing we can do, one clear and concrete way we can all do it, to live our lives occupied with happiness, with joy, in sincerity, in truth, to have that joy in our hearts, a striving for excellence. This is joy from hard work, from labor done, well done. And I tell you what, Ecclesiastes says it's common sense that is welcoming and engaging wisdom for others.
我哋喺日常生活中点样为基督作证呢？一个明确而具有具体嘅方法系力尽尽力为生活工作愉快，获得心中嘅喜乐，追求呢种卓越嘅努力。 呢種誠實同埋出色嘅工作樂趣，呢啲係熱誠同埋引人入勝嘅智慧常識。阿門。